Thingamar says that it's usser for one of the judges to reveal to the defeated litigant that it was the other two judges and not him who ruled against the litigant. The reason this is true is because if a person said this type of thing, he would be over on rechilus, because revealing confidential information like this is considered lashon hara, as we see from the pasuk Hoylech Rachel Megala Said, a talebearer reveals secrets. The Gemara says in order for two Edom to testify on an event, they must see the event together at the same time. Rabbi Shubin Karcha says that they can even see the event b'zeh achar zeh, one after the other. A general klal is that any time the Torah uses the lashon of aid, it means two Edom, unless it specifically says one aid. Once a person gets smicha, he gets to keep it forever. Rav says we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that we don't have to see the event together, the two Edom don't have to see it together, both by Karkois and by Metaltalin. Ula says, only by Karkois, since the land is before us. It's as if they came together, because the land is out there, land doesn't move. So even if they came b'zeh achar zeh, it's as if they came together. Rabbi Yehuda says when Bezdin wants to confirm the testing of witnesses, they ask each of the witnesses two types of questions. Number one, chakiris, basic facts of the story. And number two, bedikas, other general facts. If we're speaking about dine mamonis, and the two different witnesses' stories don't exactly match regarding the bedikas, the edus can still be accepted. For example, one aide said the loan was given in a black wallet, and one said it was given in a white wallet. Then it's okay. But if the edim contradicted each other in a chakira, for example, the color of the coin itself which was lent, the edus is no good. Also, if there was a contradiction, a hakchasha, regarding dini nefashas, the edus is always puzzle, even if the hakchasha is just on the bedikas. Daflam et Aleph. If you have two sets of edim, one says the loan was $100, and one says the loan was $200, since both agree that at least $100 was lent, we can extract this part of the edus. We don't say they are considered makrish zetzeh, and therefore puzzle, and the leiv is chayav to pay the 100, because that's the common denominator that everybody agreed was owed. However, if there is one set of Edom, and one aid, i.e. one set of Edom, there's only two Edom, that's it. Not like the case before we had two different sets of Edom. Here we have one set of Edom, two Edom. And one aid says $100, and one aid says $200. So Beis Shammai says, you can't combine the Edom, so it's like no Edom at all. And the Leiva is completely putter. Beis Hillel says, you can combine them, regarding the first $100, because we have a common denominator of the $100, and therefore the Leiva is chayev for the first $100. It was heard that a particular Talmud said Lashon Hara about another Talmud 22 years after the Maisa happened, and Rav Ami threw him out of the Beis Medrash because he was over on Rechilus. From the same pasuk of Rechilus, Leiselech Rachil Be'amecha, and Vayikra Yud Tes, we learn that one Dayan cannot reveal the specific votes of the other Dayanim. The Mishnah. If someone went to a Din Torah and lost because he couldn't bring proper documents to support his case, if at a later date he can produce these documents, then he can bring them later, and Beis Din is allowed to change their psak. If, however, Beis Din came to him and gave him a time limit to produce these documents, if he misses this time limit, even if he finds these documents later, Beis Din cannot change their psak, since maybe they were forged. Rav Shimon Gamliel says even after the time limit, Beis Din can change their psak. Gemara. Rabbi Bar Barhuna says, we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that even after 30 days, Beis Din can overturn their first psak if they want to. All over Shas, when there's a machlekes between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim, we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, except in three cases. Arev, which is a case in Baba Basra, Tzidon, which is a case in Gittin, and Raya Achreina, the second case here of our Mishnah. There was a maisa where a katan was involved in a din Torah, which dealt with his father's property, and since he was a katan, he couldn't be believed. If someone sells the right to collect a chayv of a shtar to someone else, the giving over of the shtar is enough to create a full kinyan. This is what we mean when we say isius niknis b'mesira. Just giving it over creates the kinyan. If we have two balei dinim, one wants to go to the local bezdin, and one wants to go to the vad, this is the major bezdin in a large city, it's a machlekes which we go to. Taisus brings a raya from that case, that a defendant who lost the case doesn't have to pay the costs of travel to a different city, even if he was the one that wanted the din Torah in a different city, i.e. the city of the Vad. In the case of Yibum and Chalitza, the Yavama, which is the woman, she must travel to the Yavam's city, to his city, even if it means traveling a major distance, like from Tveria to Tzipari. The halacha is that one party can force the other to go to the town of the Vad and not do the din Torah locally. but only the Malva can force this, since he has the upper hand. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin on Daf Lamed Beis with Parak Dalet, Echad Dinei Mamonis. The Mishnah. Both Dinei Mamonis and Dinei Nefashis require Drisha and Chakira. According to Rashi, these Drishas and Chakiras are limited to the seven standard questions we normally ask Edom. Which Shemitah cycle the act occurred? Which year? Which month? Which date? Which day? Which hour? And which place? Since the Pasuk says, V'darashta v'chakarta v'darashta heitev, and these words are used seven times, therefore we have the seven Drishas of the Chakiras. If we don't have this, the Edus is not valid. The Inyan of Drisha and Chakira is learned from Ir HaNidachas, but since in Parshas Emor we learnt Mishpat Echad Yiyalachem, we see that just like by Ir HaNidachas, which is Dinei Nefashos, we require Drisha v'Chakira, so too we need Drisha v'Chakira by Dinei Mamonis. This is how Mamonis and Nefashos are similar. But there are numerous ways where Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Mamonis are not similar. For example, Dinei Mamonis are with three Dayanim, but Dinei Nefashos require a Bezdin of 23. Also, by Mamonis, they can begin deliberating with positive or negative things. With Dinei Nefashos, we have to be Paischin B'Taiv. Number three, in Mamonis, a simple majority wins. If you have two Edim that say Chayev, and two Edim that say Potter, that's enough. But by Dinei Nefashos, if we're going to find him guilty, we need a majority plus one. So 12 to 11 is no good. It has to be 13 to 10 in order to convict. Number four, by Dinei Mamonis, a psak can be changed later. Masha'enkein, by Dinei Nefashos, they can only change a psak if it's changed from chayv to schus. But if it's changed from schus and now they want to make him guilty, then they cannot change their mind. Number five, Mamonis must begin by day, but can be completed at night. Dinei Nefashos must all be done by day. Number six, Dinei Mamonis can be completed on one single day. But Dinei Nefashos can only be in one day if the final psak is l'schus. But if the final psak is l'chayv, they must sleep over one night before paskening to give them a chance to sleep over and think to make sure that they're doing the right thing. Number seven, by Dinei Nefashos, we cannot judge on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, since they couldn't complete it the same day and kill the person, and then they'd have to make the person wait till after Shabbos, and this would be Inui Nefesh. And number eight, in cases of Dinei Mamonis, Tuma and Tahara, we always ask the most chashev adayan first to give his opinion. Maschilin min hagadol. Mash'enke by Dinei Nefashos, we ask the junior dayan first to say his point of view. And this is called maschilin min hatzad. The Muki Yosef explains that sometimes a junior dayan might be embarrassed to voice his personal opinion, and since we want to be 100% sure that we get every possible zchus out on the table to save a person from death, we ask the junior dayan to speak first by Dinei Nefashos. Finally, the Mishnah says all people are kosher to be dan a case of mamonis, but for nefashos, you need clear yichus without past family problems. Gemara. We learn drisha v'chakira for both Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Mamonis from the pasuk of Mishpat Echad Yiyalachem. But midrabanan, we don't need drisha v'chakira by loans, shalo sinal delas bifnei lovin. Drisha v'chakira you generally need by all cases, but when it comes to loans, we don't need drisha v'chakira because we're afraid if you would have to go through the whole process of drisha v'chakira, people wouldn't want to lend money because they would say, if I have to go through this whole process, why bother? Therefore, shalo sinal delas bifnei lovin, we say that drisha v'chakira is not necessary by loans. If two ships are trying to pass each other on a river, if they both try to pass, they'll sink because the river is too narrow. If one goes onto land, then the other can pass. And we know that on many small streets, for example, you could see the same thing illustrated with a car. Sometimes the street is so narrow that one car has to move over to the side in order for the other car to pass. So somebody has to give the right of way. You have this, for example, in towns like in London, where the roads are very narrow and old, so somebody's got to give the right of way. So the rule is if one has a burden and one doesn't, the one that doesn't have the burden has to yield the right of way and move over for the other person. From the pasuk of Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdoif, we learn that you should go to your local Bezdin for Paskin and Halachas. For example, Rebbe Gamliel in Yavna and Rebbe Akiva in Bnei Brak. The rule is that if someone has Eidos in the Schus of someone else, he should come forward and say it. Daf Lamed Gimel. What is called Shikol Hadas? Shikol Hadas is when we have a Machloikes Tanaim or a Machloikes Amaraim, and there are later sugyas, the sugyas which discuss the machlokes, don't paskin clearly like one or the other. Someone who is a dayan on a bezdin, and he's considered to be a great mumcha, even if he makes an error, besvara, He's potter from paying compensation. The Gemara asks, how do we know that if someone had a Gemar Din regarding Dinei Nefashis, that he's chayiv, and then someone comes with a proof that he's innocent, how do we know we bring him back to the Bezdin again to try to find a schus for him? Since the Pasuk says, Naki al Tarek, in Shmai Schaf Gimel, that if he's clean, we don't kill him. But vice versa, the Pasuk says, Tzadik al Tarek, we don't bring him back. Once he's pronounced innocent, you can't change the psak at all. So too the other way around, if we think that he might be innocent, then we do bring him back. When we deal with cases of Dinei Nefashis, every effort is made to find a schus for the defendant. We learn this from the Pasuk of Yitzilo Ha'eda. And therefore, there are many rules whose purpose is to promote an acquittal and make it difficult to convict someone who is accused of a capital offense. We know the Mishnah had said that even Talmidim, anybody who's in the courtroom, are permitted to say and comment in order to support the defendant, but they can't say something in order to hurt the defendant. And although anyone, including all Talmidim sitting in the room of the Beis Din, can speak up in the schus of the defendant, but the Edim who originally gave incriminating Edus cannot speak out the schus, since we say, Kivin Shehigid Shuv Enechayzer Umagid, since once they said their testimony, which was Lechayv, it's too late for them to change their mind. If we want to find the schus, it has to come from someone else. The Tana uses an example of schus in order to highlight a nice ending, versus using a case of chayv, which is not such a nice ending. There were two scribes in a Bezdin of 23, one to the right and one to the left of the Bezdin. One wrote the svaras of schus, and one wrote the svaras of chayv. Just like a hammer breaks a stone into many small pieces, one pasuk in the Torah can teach us many things. From the pasuk in Vayikra, which has the word maikta, we learn that if a karbon is ro'i for the mizbeach, even if something bad happened to the carbon, once it was already brought to the Mizbeach b'di'evid, it shouldn't be taken down. And although one psak can teach us many things, one drasha is never learned from multiple psukim. The Gemara says if a person is zerek dam in a place which is chutz la'azara, he is chayev karas. The Gemara says while the deliberations by mamonis must be by day, the Gemar din can be at night. This is not like Remeir, who says that a Gemar Din cannot be at night. Although you normally need three Dayanim, for Negat Saras, one Kayin is enough to Paskin if Tame or Tar. And finally, if three people go to visit a Chayla, if the Chayla tells them who he wants his Yerusha to go to, if this happened by day, these three Eidim become a Bezdin and can execute his wishes. But if this happened at night, when a Bezdin cannot meet, because a Bezdin is not allowed to meet at night, they become only Eidim. And since we say Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, they don't have the full power to execute his wishes. But rather, they have to then go to a Beis Din to establish themselves as Eidim in order to make the thing happen. Daf Lamed Hei. For Dinei Nefashis, we must have the Beis Din sleep over a decision of Chayva, and they cannot finalize it on the same day. Rava says, we learn this from Yeshaya Perek Aleph. Ashru Chamutz. Praise the Dayan who treats his verdict like Chamutz, i.e. he waits extra time, he waits overnight. After Mincha and Atainis, the people in Shul used to give tzedakah so that the Aniyim would have money to buy food for breaking their fast. If people didn't do this on the day of Atainis, it's like they're Iver on Ritzicha, since the Aniyim now won't have food to eat. This minig, by the way, is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Tuf, Kuf, Pei Aleph, in the Ramah, regarding giving tzedakah on the Atainis of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Incidentally, although the Atainis of Erev Rosh Hashanah is not a chayv, there are many people who do fast for a half a day on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We are not allowed to judge a capital case on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontav, since if the psak is that he is guilty, we can't kill him on Shabbos, since the mitzvah of Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. And we can't wait until Sunday, since this would be Inui Hadin, painful postponement of the Gemar Din. Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, the kvura of a meis mitzvah is if you find an uncovered dead body in the street, and therefore you have a special mitzvah to go bury him now, the kvura of a meis mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos, and this should be learned from a Kal V'chomer. If Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is Deicha Shabbos, and the burial of a Meitz Mitzvah is Deicha the Mitzvah of Avoida's Beis HaMikdash, i.e., in other words, if a Kayin is walking, and he's on his way to do the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, and he sees a Meitz Mitzvah, he doesn't go to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avoida, but rather he buries the Meitz Mitzvah. So if Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is Deicha Shabbos, and the burial of a Meitz Mitzvah is Deicha the Mitzvah of Avoida's of the Beis HaMikdash, so surely Meitz Mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yechanan assumed that Ritzicha Yechiach, that we don't say this Kal V'chomer, either vis-a-vis Shabbos. This is learnt from Leisevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Veseichem, that Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. The fact that melachas of Shabbos are usur is learned from the pasuk of Loisasa kol melacha. Why then did the Torah have to single out Havara with a special pasuk of Loisavaro eish b'chol mashveseichem? We know Loisasa kol melacha, so that includes all 39 melachas. Why do we have to single out the special isur of Havara? Loisavaro eish b'chol mashveseichem? Rabbi Yossi says, the reason that it singles this out is because Havara lelav yatzis. It was singled out, since although all other melachas have an einish of misa, but for Havara, there's only Malkus. The other 38 melachas of a person is over them on Shabbos, he gets put to death, but if a person is over the Isser of Havara, he only gets Malkus. Ramasin says no. The reason Havara has a special pasuk is not because Havara lelav yatzis, but rather Havara lechalik yatzis, to tell us that if someone did all 39 melachas behelam echad in one period of uncertainty and he didn't realize it, I would think he'd only be chayev for one chatas. Kamash Malan, he's chayev 39 chatois, one for each malacha. The pasuk in Shmai states, Me'im mizbechita kachenu lamus, that a murderer is removed from the mizbeach to be executed. The Gemara learns this from the pasuk, that the mitzvah incumbent upon the Bezdin is to give the death penalty, and this takes precedence over the mitzvah of performing the Avodah, as we mentioned before, the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Taisvus explains that even if the convicted Kayan is the only Kayan who at the time is capable of performing the Avodah is nevertheless interrupted, and the murderer is immediately removed from his post and brought to justice. Thus, this pasuk indeed proves that the mitzvah of executing a murderer is more important than the Avodah. Daf Lamed Vav. There was once a vote in the Sanhedrin of Rabbeinu HaKadosh regarding land that was sold to the Sikrikun. Sikrikun is we have in Gittin, and these are cases where land was extorted from Jews, and then the land was then sold to someone else. So the question is, if someone buys this land from someone else, and the fact is it originally came from a Jew, are they allowed to keep it or not? They began, in this particular case, with the smallest of the people who were sitting on the Bezdin. In fact, in the Bezdin of Rebbe, the vote always began with the smallest dayan. We said, maschilin min hatzad. Since Rebbe was so humble, he always wanted even the smallest person to begin, because he was afraid that if he would speak first, or someone else would speak first, these more junior dayanim would be afraid to say anything. From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu to Rebbe, we never found another person who provided Torah u'gedula b'makom echad, both Torah and leadership on a grand scale for the whole world, both together. What about Yeshua? Yeshua provided Torah u'gedula b'makom echad. No, he shared Godless HaTorah with Elazar, the son of Aaron. This isn't considered Torah u'gedula b'makom echad, because it was shared. Rav Ada Bar Ahava added that from the time of Rebbe until Rebbe was the one who wrote the Mishnayos. Ravashi was the one who compiled the Gemara. From the time of Rebbe until Ravashi, we didn't find anyone who was Torah u'gedula b'makom echad, except for Rebbe and Ravashi. The Gemara says in capital cases we say maschilin min hatzad. We begin not with the head of the Bezdin, but rather with the smallest of all the Dayanim. We know that they sat in a semicircle in the room, and therefore we were maschilin min hatzad from the side, starting with the smallest Dayan, who sat on the side. This is learned from the Pasuk in Mishpatim, V'leisana al-Riv. Since it's written without a Yud, we can darshan Leisana al-Rav. Don't argue with the Rav, the head of the Bezdin. So since a junior Dayan can't disagree once the more senior person said what's on his mind, so we begin with the junior Dayan, so we can vote without disagreeing with the Rosh Bezdin. There are 10 differences between Dinei Mominus and Dinei Nefashos, but the only halacha by Shor HaNiskel similar to Dinei Nefashos is that you need a Bezdin of 23. In order for someone to be a Dayan, he must be compassionate, cannot be too old, and he had to have been able to have children. He also must have good yichus, i.e. he has to be without a blemish. For example, he cannot come from a family where there was a mamzer. The Mishnah. The Sanhedrin sat in a position of a semicircle so that every person could see each other. There were two court secretaries, one for the opinions of Schus and one for Chayva. Rabbi Yehuda said three secretaries were necessary, because two wasn't enough to make sure that the notes were accurate. Then there were three rows of Talmidim who would sit in front of the semicircle of the Bezdin. And they each had a set place. If one Dayan died, they would appoint a substitute from the Talmidim. Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara. There was a group of gangsters who lived in the neighborhood of Reb Zeira, and he was Makar of them. When he was nifter, the impression that he left on them was so strong that they all did tshuva. It was very chashuv, the Gemara says, to be on a Bezdin, even in the least chashuv a seat. We know that the people were put the people who sat on the bezin were put in order of chashivas. But even if he sat in the least chashiva seat, it was very chashiv, since it's better to be the tail of a lion than the head of a fox. The next Mishnah. How do we frighten the edim of dinin nefashis, in a case of dinin nefashis, so they won't testify falsely? The Mishnah says, we ask them many questions and warn them of the drisha v'chakira and tell them that if someone gets killed because of you, the blood of the innocent one will hang on you and your children forever, like it did on Cain. In fact, a person is responsible for killing one person. If a person is responsible for killing one person, it's like killing the entire world. And of course, if a person is matzil one person, it's like he was matzil the entire world. In general, each person should say, Bishvili nivra ha'ilam, so he'll always want to be honest. And if a person has edus to help someone else, he must come forward and say it. Gemara. Rabbi Yosef said, from the day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, even though the Sanhedrin ceased to exist, the punishments of skila, srefa, hereg, v'cheneg continued to exist anyway. I.e. they came via Shemayim. Bezdin couldn't give the punishments, but Shemayim will somehow find a way to give it to the person. If, for example, someone is chayav skila, then the guilty party would accidentally fall from a roof or be smitten down by a wild animal. Srefa, someone will fall into a fire, or a snake would bite him and the poison would burn him. Herek, which is the punishment that would have been given by the Bezdin to be killed by the sword, the government would kill him by the sword. And chenek, choking, a person would drown. That's what would happen today. If someone is chayav two different Mises Bezdin, he gets the harsher of the two. By dinei mamonis, we can be seimech on an umdana, on some circumstantial evidence, but we cannot be seimech on an umdana, on circumstantial evidence, by dinei nefashos. From the fact that the pasuk says, a lashon rabim by Kayin, demei achicha, we see that Kayin inflicted many wounds on Hevel. From the day the ground swallowed up Hevel, it never opened up again. I.e., what about Korach, where the ground opened up? It only opened up for bad things, not for good things. Rabbi Yehuda said, Golos is mechaper for three things, death by sword, famine, and pestilence. Rabbi Yechanan says, Golos is mechaper for everything. Daf Lamed Ches. When the Talmidim of Rebbe drank too much wine, they said, the Mashiach will not come until the two ruling houses of Klal Yisrael come to an end. Number one, the Reish Galusa in Golos Bavel. And number two, the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael, who is descendants of Melech David. Rabbi Chi explained that the reason they said such harsh words to Rebbe, who is from the Mishpacha of David HaMelech, was because the gematria of Yayin is equal to 70, and the gematria of Soid, secrets, is also equal to 70. So when a person drinks wine, secrets come out. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid. The Marsha explains that this Soid is connected to the Soid of the new moon. Just like the moon is hidden for part of the month and then becomes exposed, so too the Soid, the secret of the Gula Hasida, is hidden. First, the Malchus Beis David will have to be hidden away, and then it will expose itself with the Mashiach b'mehera v'yameinu. Adam HaRishon, the Gemara says, was created alone, so that the Minim couldn't say there was more than one creator, i.e. because there were two different people in the world, each was created by someone else. The Gemara says a man makes many coins with one mold, and they're all similar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, makes all human beings out of one mold, Adam HaRishon, but each person looks different. Why do each face of each different person look different? So we can identify who belongs to who in order to prevent arayas. Rameir says in three ways a person is different from his friend: his voice, his looks, and his inner thoughts. Man was created on Erev Shabbos to prevent the Minim, these bad guys, from saying man helped Hashem create man. Also, so Adam could be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shabbos, immediately. The Adrama explains that although Hashem originally planned to give Adam HaRishon the Torah and the mitzvah of Shabbos, however, when Adam sinned on the first day of his creation and was expelled from Gan Eden, Hashem changed his plans and did not give him any of the mitzvahs. Rameir said Adam HaRishon was created with dirt that came from all over the world. Rami Bar Chama said, a wild beast cannot kill a person unless that person acts like an animal. Rav said, when Hashem wanted to create man, he created a committee of malachim to help him. Rabbi Elazar says, the length of Adam was from the ground until the heaven, but once he was over on the Avera, Hashem shrunk him to be a lot smaller. Rabbi Elazar also said, be quick to learn Torah and know how to answer an apikaris who asks sly questions. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oise Davar Elaim Kein Nimlach B'Palmalia Shalmala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do something unless he first asks the opinion of the host. Finally, Reb Nachman said, a person who knows how to refute an apikaris should talk up. However, if he doesn't know how to refute it, it's better for him to keep quiet. Daf Lamed Tes. Rabbi Yochanan had 300 mishalim about foxes, but we know only three of them. Rashi explains the story of the fox, the wolf, and the bucket into the well, and the lessons about fathers, sons, and having accurate scales. The Kesar said to Rabban Gamliel, your God is a ganav, since the Pasuk said that Hashem stole one of Adam's ribs. The daughter of Rabban Gamliel smartly answered with a mushal. She asked the emperor for a judge to punish the robber that took her silver and replaced it with gold. The melech said, so what's so terrible? Gold is worth more than silver. She answered, this was the same thing by Adam HaRishon. True, he took away his rib, which is like silver, but he gave him a wife, which is equivalent to the gold. The melech told Rab Tarfon that anyone who embarrasses a king, which he did, dies by being thrown into the lion's den. When they threw him in, via a nes, the lions did not eat Rabbi Tarfon. From the pasuk in Shmais, v'leikarav ze'el ze'el kol halayla, we learned that by the night of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim wanted to sing Shira, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let them, because it isn't Simcha for him when even Rishayim die. As he asked, Maisa Yodai Tovim Bayam, V'yatem Ayimim Shira, my creations are dying in the sea, and you want to say Shira? The Taz in Arachayim Simen Tov Tzadik Sifkot and Gimel brings this reason as why we do not say the entire Hallel on the last days of Pesach. Since the Egyptians drowned on the seventh day of Pesach, we have to curtail our singing of Hallel, and is therefore recited only in the smaller form and not the entire Hallel. Achav Melech Yisrael was a terrible person, but his wife Izebel was also a Rasha, who painted pictures of Znus on his chariots to arouse him. But Avadyahu was very God-fearing. The Gemara says, when a tzaddik is in a house, the house is blessed, even if the house is owned by a Rasha. For example, Yosef by Potiphar, Yaakov by Lavan, and Avadya by the house of Achav. But the emphasis is that the house of Achav was so bad, even Avadya couldn't bring significant bracha. The Gemara says, Avadya was zeche to become a Nasi, since he hid 100 Nevi'im in two caves. He split them 50-50, the way Yaakov Avinu split the Machne Yisrael, v'haya ha-machne ha-nishar lifleita. Although he was stuck between so many Rishayim, referring to Avadya, he wasn't influenced badly. Avadya was a ger who was a descendant of Edom, and he was chosen to give over the Nevuah about their downfall. Mesha, Melech Mayav, brought his oldest son as a carbon. It's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, if he brought him l'shem Shamayim or l'shem Avodah Zarah. In any case, he angered people, since he brought a child as a carbon. And finally, when a pasuk uses an expression of ma'id, it's referring to something much more significant than ad ma'id, like we see by Sarah, where it says ma'id, referring to her beauty. This marks the end of this parak. Amir Tzashem on the next tape, we'll begin the fifth parak, Hayu Baitkim. But at this point, we will conclude our shir.